Yes, we are. I am little brother Steve.
And I am big brother Mike.
And we are so glad to be back because today we are talking about sports.
Oh, hang on. Who are we?
Oh, just being brothers. I'm sorry.
Didn't I
just sound little brother Steve?
But you didn't say we're just being brothers.
No, we're just being brothers.
See, big brother's here to keep you know, little brother straight.
Keep me straight.
We've been doing it for years.
He keeps me straight and narrow.
That's right.
He keeps me straight and narrow.
We've been brothers for a long time. Those you don't know, Steve and I are real brothers as well as soul brothers.
Soul brothers.
And we talk about a lot of different things, you know, and we try to talk about them in a humorous yet informative way. And sometimes it's just our opinion. Sometimes it's fact. But if you don't believe us, you can call in or you can email us or you can just look it up yourself.
Just look it up.
We want you to do three things. Listen. Laugh and learn.
Oh, you like that, huh?
Yeah, you listen, laugh, and learn. All right, here we go. Oh, don't forget, we also have our associate producer, Deuce, here. That's our nephew and Steve's grandson, and he's very quiet, but he's our AP. So, Steve, what you going to tell me what we're talking about today?
We're talking about sports for the first time ever.
Okay.
And we're talking about my favorite sport, football.
NFL football.
NFL football.
Not that soccer stuff that people want to call football.
Football.
No.
So, we had to narrow down the categories because football is very broad.
Right.
Wide receivers, running backs, quarterbacks, linemen, offense, defense, punters, kickers.
Right.
All that.
Right.
So, we just narrowed ours down to, of course, running backs.
Not that we won't go back another time and do the QBs and some of the other people as well. But right now, running backs.
Running backs. And we have two different lists that we put together just to make you think a little bit, see if you agree with us, maybe you agree with him, maybe you don't agree with him, maybe agree with me, just for the sake of conversation, which is what we're all about, conversing to one another and learning some data and laughing at the same time and having a good time.
Hey, Steve, do you want to go from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 rather than going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on the list?
I thought we'd go 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Oh, you got 10. Okay.
Yeah, well, you got 10.
Yeah, but I only have stats for 4, 4, 5.
I got you covered on most of those stats.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
I should have.
Well, go ahead, little brother. See, why don't you go ahead first? Okay, NFL people, you know, like you said, we're big NFL fans. It's a changing game. Every year it changes. But the running back for a long time was the man. Only recently do you see all these quarterbacks getting the Heisman. Okay, back in the day, it was Johnny Rodgers. It was Bo Jackson. Okay, it was Charles White. It was, I hate to say it because I throw up in my mouth a little bit when I say it, but it was O.J. Simpson. Okay, running backs, Earl Campbell. Okay, only lately have they become, by late, I mean maybe the last 10 or 15 years, have the quarterbacks begin to dominate. You even had one player that played both ways, the great, I forgot his name. Whose guy's name played for Oakland? Charles, he's the sports catcher. Okay, folks, I've joined the senior moment here. Charles, oh, man. Okay, we'll get Charles Woodson.
Charles Woodson.
Charles Woodson, who played offense and defense up in Michigan. But go ahead, Steve, why don't you start off, and then I'll give you mine, and then we'll kick it around, okay?
Okay, so in this particular report, at number 10, hold your seat, Gale Sayers.
Okay, I got a problem already, but go ahead.
Gale Sayers. Had a rookie season like few others. As a runner, he rushed for 867 yards with 14 touchdowns. This was a 12-game season. Mm-hmm. And he caught 29 passes for 507 yards, 6 touchdowns. All right, and as a returner, he averaged 31 yards per kick return, 14 yards per punt return, 22 touchdowns, set a new NFL record, and he put his name into the record books with 6 touchdowns and a legendary game against the 49ers. The next year, he led the league in rushing, 1,200 yards, 1,600 yards total. All-purpose yards with 2,440. He led the NFL in all-purpose yards for the third straight year. All right, rebounding from a serious injury, and we know the rest of the story. He kind of retired, 4 Pro Bowls.
He got his knee blown up.
Yeah, and then, you know, it was kind of like through.
At that particular point. Yeah. Chuck hit by the Philadelphia Eagles, Chuck McNarrett, put that hit on his knee, and that destroyed him. The Kansas Comet is what they called him. But, Steve, in addition to that, he played, because of that injury, he only played from 1965 to 1971.
Right. That's absolutely right.
He played for the Bears.
Played for the Bears.
In addition, what Steve said, he was a 4-time Pro Bowler, okay? 5-time All-Pro. Okay, and the league rushing champion two times.
Two times.
Okay, and yet they have him what number, Steve?
Number 10. That's on my list.
Let me see.
On your list, you have him as?
Number three.
Number
on,
three.
On my list. Okay, so we have some controversy there, but let's mix it up as we go along. Mm-hmm. And here who you have is number, let me just tell you who I have on my list is number 9.
Yeah.
Orenthal J. Simpson, Buffalo Bills. Out of USC, Buffalo Bills, and San Francisco 49ers. And see what you got.
For number 9, I have Eric Dickerson.
Oh, I got him on mine, but he's a little bit higher than that.
Eric Dickerson.
Tell him about ED real quick.
So he's one of the most prized records for a running back. Rushed for 2,105 yards in 1984, the still-standing season record, bettering OJ's mark. Although, to be fair, Dickerson had 16 games. OJ only had 14 games.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here, and his 11 games with 100 or more rushing yards also beat the OJ record. Retired with 13,259 yards, which was also the second best all time at the time. And Dickerson Mark still stands as the 6th best ever.
See, and that's what I have on my list. On my list, I have ED at 6. This is the guy, Los Angeles Rams, back when they were the Los Angeles Rams when he first came out. And he was basically a guy who, how can I say it? Wore those. First of all, he wore the goggles. You didn't see guys, but goggles. He wore the goggles because he wears glasses. The great big pads were in back then. He had the big shoulder pads. And a relatively tall back at that time, 6'3 or 6'4, I think, I'm not certain. But a great back for the Los Angeles Rams. Eric Dickerson, number 9 on Steve's list, number 6 on my list. But go ahead and go ahead to your next one, Steve.
So my next one is your first one, O.J. Simpson.
My 10th one.
10th one.
Yeah.
Number 8 and number 9 are pretty much a toss-up, all right? Dickerson made O.J. made 6 Pro Bowls. Dickerson made 6 Bowls. 5 All-Pro teams. Won 4 rushing titles, won the MVP award, and was an NFL Offensive Player of the Year in 1973 when he set a new NFL rushing record with 2,003 yards, which, of course, we know was broken by Eric Dickerson.
Yes.
All right. And also had 12 touchdowns. But his 1975 season may have actually been better. In just 14 games, OJ rushed for a league 1,817 yards, 16 touchdowns, and finished with 2,243 total yards from scrimmages with 23 total scores. And when he retired in 1979, OJ's 11,236 yards placed him 2nd on the all-time list, the mark that now stands at 18th. Best in history.
So, guys, he was 2nd, and you can see how the league has improved, how the athletes have improved. That mark went from 2nd to 16th.
Well, you can't necessarily say that the league's improved when you add on four more games.
Right.
4 or 5 more games. You know, you add on 2 more, or when they went from 12 to what, 14? And then, all right, and so the playoffs, right. And now the playoffs. You know, you got 2 or 3 rounds of playoffs. They only had like 2 rounds of playoffs, I think, back then.
You're right. You're exactly right.
You add on 4 or 5 extra games, you're going to get another 200, 300, 400, 500 yards from a talented back.
And that's what makes records so difficult, and why guys, you know, we have that sitting around the bar, sitting around the water cooler, and
talking about,
you know, in the barbershop, talking about who is best. We old dudes are saying the guys we like, and then, of course, the younger dudes are saying the guys they like. But that is a guy. Now, there's 2 guys on this list that great backs, but I particularly wouldn't want to shake their hand. And O.J. Simpson's one of them, okay? He didn't play for – when he got traded, he didn't go to the Broncos? No, I forget. He rode in a Bronco. He rode in the Broncos. He didn't play for the Broncos.
There it is.
That's my bad.
There it is.
Al Collins was driving.
There it is.
He rode in a Bronco.
O.J.
Not a guy – okay, one of these days we can do the intellectual ranking of running backs.
Yeah, okay. That would be nice.
Then he'll be 10th.
Intellectual ranking of
running backs. There's some pretty smart guys. A lot of them don't play running back, though.
Yeah.
Go ahead and go to the next one.
All right, so this one is going to be number 7. It's going to shock you. It shocked me, but he was one of, I thought, a very, very good running back, and that's Earl Campbell.
Yeah.
Earl Campbell, number 7, pound for pound. Make no mistake, none the running backs who were tougher to bring down than Earl Campbell. He was an incredible workhorse.
Yep.
He could supply supreme power with speed, inflict physical pain, made his best, essentially, made his this list based essentially on just five seasons.
Wow.
Right? But they were amazing five seasons, all right? Dominated NFL as a rookie, who led the league in rushing yards and scoring touchdowns. Campbell was one of just four players, lead NFL in rushing yards three straight seasons. And the only one to do it to start over, to do it. He's the only one to do it to start off a career. So he did his rookie year.
Wow. Yeah.
NFL Offensive Player of the Year award three times.
Woo.
One MVP award four times. NFL. His first 4 years in NFL may very well be the greatest 4 year stretch of any running back of all time. He averaged, ready for this, 1,614 yards and 14 touchdowns per season.
And I think they were still in the 14 game season.
I think they were.
Still in the 14 game. He was with those great Houston Oilers teams, coached by Bum Phillips. And that squad had Warren Moon on it as well. But Earl, and let me just go to some truth. Everything has a price. Earl is a Texas boy, played at Texas. We remember him with those big, the guys don't wear them now, they call them Donzies. Maybe back when you was coach, when you were coaching, Steve, those big thigh pads.
Mm-hmm.
And Earl says he regrets this now because he can't walk. He has a guy who drives him around his huge, huge ranch that he has in Texas. But he said he would, you know, he had tendency, he'd go out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
Could have gone around somebody. Yeah. Like, no, I want to inflict some pain.
He was running up. Remember they had those tearaway jerseys just to try to grab them on the back and they would tear off?
Tearaway jerseys.
Yeah.
He ran over. This guy could ball for the Rams. Isaiah Robertson. You may remember his name. Great linebacker. Yeah. He chucked Isaiah Robertson one time. It was not funny.
I hope not listening to Isaiah.
Yeah, so Isaiah, we love you, man. But you know you got chucked?
He did.
You know you got chucked
he
by.
Got chucked.
Okay, I said chucked, by the way. You got chucked by the great Earl Campbell. If you're going to get chucked, better be about somebody who's one of the greatest ever do it. Earl Campbell, University of Texas. He's number
seven on my list, but I want to throw this one more thing in there.
Number eight on my list.
He never, this is going to surprise you.
Okay.
Caught a pass for a touchdown.
Unreal.
Never,
never
caught a pass for a touchdown in his career.
Playing with the great, with the great.
Nine Warren seasons. Moon.
Nine seasons. Never caught a touchdown for him.
Never caught a touchdown pass in his nine seasons. Everything was running or rushing.
And that was before, just before it became a passing league.
Yeah.
Okay, it was still a running league. People like Dan Pastorini was passed out in San Diego with Air Coryell.
Yeah.
They were passing the ball to John Jefferson.
And that was the team he was. He was on the Houston team. Pastorini was on the Houston team.
Yep, yeah. And you're right. Dan Pastorini was on Houston. I got the wrong name of the guy San Diego. But I'll get it. But yeah, then he had Warren Moon. So he had guys who could throw the ball.
Yeah, I don't know if he had Warren Moon.
Was he gone when Moon got there?
Warren Moon was gone. He had somebody. Warren Moon, I think. Some different guys.
Had Moon gone to Seattle? Moon might have gone to Seattle. Moon went to Seattle.
Yeah, he went to Seattle.
Because he came out of the University of Washington.
Yeah, I think Moon took Pastorini's spot. So maybe he was there.
Okay, yeah, but both of them could ball. Both of them really ball. And yet they, you know, with this guy, they just handing the ball.
Yeah.
If you get a chance, look at some videos and you can see a guy who just awesome. Awesome. All right. But he was number eight on my list, number seven on Steve's list. Good stat there.
Good stat.
Talking NFL running backs of all time, the greatest of all time. Everybody thinks the guy in their time was the best, but we got a pretty good list going here. And Steve knows ball players because he's an old football coach.
Got a list here. Here's a guy that I wasn't too keen on, I think, because he played on a team out west.
Okay.
And we didn't see him a lot. But his name was always brought up. We only probably saw him maybe four or five times a year because, you know, he just wasn't in our area. You know, we didn't get his team. And that's Marshall Faulk.
Babyface. I always call him Babyface Marshall.
LT, the original LT. He had one of the greatest three-year stretches of any running back who ever played from 1999 to 2001.
Hold on. Don't get the viewers confused. The listeners confused. He was the original LT?
Lawrence Taylor, Dallas Cowboys, LT.
Lawrence Taylor was the Giants.
Giants, you're right. Giants, excuse me. Okay. Good correction there. Yeah, Giants. Lawrence Taylor is LT.
Right. Marshall Faulk is just Marshall Faulk. but he played on that team that they called. He also had Edwin James. What they call him? The greatest show on turf.
The greatest show on turf.
I love me some Marshall Faulk. What kind of stats did he have, Steve?
So let's see. So greatest show on turf wouldn't have existed without Faulk, just as Faulk wouldn't have existed without them. Faulk gets handicapped for a supporting cast, two-time league MVP Kurt Warner, a quarterback, along with Pro Bowl wide receiver Isaac Bruce with Terry Holt.
Right.
Certainly made some of the took the pressure off Faulk.
Yes.
But LT and Faulk were close, but I put a LT a little higher because he's slightly more dominant, more durable, and had a weaker supporting cast.
Okay, I'm going to sort of clean something up real quick. When he's talking LT, keeps saying LT. You're not talking about Lawrence Taylor.
No, we're talking
about LaDainian. He's coming up on my list.
Yeah.
We're talking about LaDainian Tomlinson, who's a very similar kind
of
back.
I'm sorry I didn't make that clarification.
That's okay. That's why we work together. We just being brothers, okay?
Yeah.
So because that was the name, LaDainian Tomlinson. He became LT as well. I don't know if that's the name he wanted, but that was the name that they gave him as a running back. So we have okay, that was our associate producer getting ready to get put out, okay, and stand outside the door. Go ahead, Steve, what you got next?
Okay, so Faulk had a forward show that rivals any running back of all time. The final three years of those seasons coming as a member of the St. Louis Rams after starting as a member of the Indianapolis Colts, Faulk won one league MVP award and was named MVP Offensive Player of the Year from 99 to 01. He rushed for 1,300 yards all four seasons and led the leagues in yards per carry the final 3 years. He saw the new league touchdown. He set, the new league touchdown record in 2006 with 26 rushing, touchdowns. I'm not sure if they were all rushing. And Faulk's claim to fame is his NFL four consecutive seasons of 2,000 scrimmage yards, and he is just one of two running backs with 1,000 rushing yards or receiving yards in the same season.
That guy was awesome. You didn't know what he was going to do when he lined up. He was one of the first backs when they start to split your back out. Okay, all of a sudden you got back split out and wide receivers. You got backs outside of wide receivers. And still, he can still come around on the pitch and go the other way. Mm-hmm. Great athlete. Playing on turf, which, you know, a lot of teams still weren't playing on turf. And if you had a speed team, you wanted to be on turf. And those guys could pick him up and put him down. Marshall Faulk, out of San Diego State. And I'm not saying what years he played, but it was in the 90s into the early 2000s, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And he was number six on my list. You don't even have him on your list.
I do not.
Marshall Faulk.
And I'm sitting here now eating cheese as I look at his stats. Okay, why don't I have him on my list?
Yeah.
MVP, Most Valuable Player of 2000, three-time Offensive Player of the Year, NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year, three-time First Team All-Pro, seven-time All-Pro, blah, blah, blah. Why don't I have Marshall first?
Why don't you have?
Because he has a baby face. I'm still
no, because he's from, he came, they were out west, and we didn't really put eyes on him unless maybe in a Pro Bowl or every now and then a playoff run or the last game of the season when they were trying to make the playoff. We didn't see him that much. We read about him. We heard about him, but we didn't see him.
Too late.
Yeah, in the 16-game season, we probably saw him two, three times, and that's only if our team played them. Did they make it a big to-do?
And back in those days, I think they had Sunday football and Monday night football, and that was it.
Yeah.
Now football is everywhere. There was no ESPN, if so, it was very fledgling at the time.
It was
getting started. So that is, what number was he?
He was number seven.
Yeah, I don't know
six.
Why.
Excuse me, number six. Yeah.
Okay, I want to tell you who number six is. But my number six was Eric Dickerson. Go ahead, Steve, go ahead and lead yours, man.
Okay, number five. Okay. Now we go back to the LT. We'll get back to LaDainian Tomlinson, number five.
Okay.
All right. Must have been what Walter Payton would have been. He's a workhorse who had missed just one game to injury in his eight-year career.
Amazing.
A tremendous runner, outstanding pass catcher, and a solid blocker. Better yet, he's a scoring machine. In eight seasons, LT has led the league in rushing yards twice.
Yep.
And rushing touchdowns three times. He's a four-time Pro Bowler, three-time All-Pro, former MVP in 2006.
That's exactly what I have. You know why I have that?
Why?
Because I also have LaDainian Tomlinson as number five.
All right.
Number five.
All right. Established NFL records for touchdowns, 31.
Wow.
Rushing touchdowns, 28.
Double wow.
Points scored, 186. And consecutive multiple touchdown games, 8. He is the fastest of the NFL to, LT is the fastest on NFL's history to 100 total touchdowns.
and a low-key, also Marshall, but here comes another low-key, let me just get the ball, make my score, make my money, and go home kind of guy, kind of ball player that I like. Do your work, okay? We don't want to read about you, anything negative off. I don't really bet you anything negative on the field, but especially off the field. Great cat, low-key guy, big in his community. I'm glad to say that he's on this list, LaDainian Tomlinson, absolutely. And Steve and I both have him as number five on that list.
And along with Marshall Faulk, he is one of two players who have ever rushed for 1,000 yards and caught 1,000 yards in passes. Excuse me, 100 passes in a season.
100 passes
in a season.
From a running back position.
Yes, yes.
Okay. On a team with Corey, with Torrey Big Play Holt.
Yes.
And Isaac Bruce. Am I correct?
Yes,
Isaac?
Yes.
And he still catches 100 passes.
Yeah, he still catches 100 passes.
Awesome. That was an awesome squad.
So we could say, we could say that's because Isaac and Torrey were covered, so he checked down 100 times.
Yes.
Or we can say those were design plays, and these were design routes that he was called to catch the ball 100 times. I'd be curious to know what Isaac and Holt caught in those same years.
I would too.
How many passes they caught in those years.
That's a great point.
It couldn't have been 100.
I don't think so, man.
Yeah.
Because
it could have been 100.
You know, because I still think there's another back that they also fed. I keep saying it's Edgerrin James. Maybe I'm wrong. A young Edgerrin James. But they had another back. So there's plenty. But that's why they call them the greatest show on turf.
Because
they got it done, and they were fast. And great quarterback with a great comeback story of Kurt Warner from Grocery Store Manager.
I loved him.
You know?
I loved the story, man. You know, what a story.
You never give up. You never stop believing in yourself. Just because other people give up on you, that's not a cue for you to give up on yourself.
Can't imagine working in a grocery store, bagging groceries when the phone rings. Actually, he was doing that and playing in arena league. Wasn't he in an arena league?
He might have been,
I think he was in an arena league.
Those guys
get
like $1,000 a game.
Like maybe $1,000 a year. $200 or $300 a game.
Making no money. He was like, you know, the store manager, but still, all those other guys, he's sitting on Sunday seeing guys, you're going like, I know I'm better than him. I know I'm better than him, but here I am in a grocery store. Then he got his chance.
Yeah.
Another lesson, folks, when you get your chance in anything in life, do it.
You got to go for it.
You got to go for it.
All out hard every day.
There is no such thing as luck.
And you can't look back.
Okay. You got to be, luck is just when preparation meets opportunity. Okay, if they had rung my phone and said, Mike, would you come play quarterback? I wouldn't have been lucky because I'm not prepared. That's not what I do.
And we see that kind of now in today's game. We see a lot of young guys get to that quarterback spot, and they get that book, and it's thick as a telephone book.
Yep.
Do they still have those telephone books? And it's thick
I
as
have a telephone book in my house. It's not very big, though.
Yeah, it's not very big. It's like 92 pages.
Smaller than the Sears catalog.
Yeah. And they get those big playbooks, man, and there's a lot of terminologies, a lot of formations.
Yep.
All kind of stuff.
Yep.
Some guys can come in there and digest that like swallowing a pill.
Yep.
Others lay it in the corner, man, and have to get spoon-fed it. And as a result, they don't make it.
They don't make it. You know, they have a couple of things going for them. Steve, never you agree with this. And then we're going to move on to our next guy. A lot of them, because they come in highly recruited. Mm-hmm. Coaches get them and go like, man, this dude is dumb.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so they begin to dumb down. That's the phrase I'm going to use.
First player that comes to mind of that. Recently, he's Johnny Manziel. Right?
Well, because he was crazy, too.
All right, he came into the league with fantastic numbers. Might have been a Heisman Trophy winner, but he never could really learn the playbook.
Nope.
So they say. I'm not going to say it. I don't know for sure. But he couldn't master that playbook. And like I tell you, the playbook is not a joke. You know, it's the same thickness for quarterbacks as it is for wide receivers, as it is for running backs, as it is for everybody. You know, they've got a section, maybe they may have a section just for you, you know, for the X and the Y and the Z. You know, if you don't know what that is, that's the number one receiver, that's the number two receiver, that's the three receiver. And then, of course, then there's a tight end. So they may have a section, but you still have to know all of that stuff. And this is not the defense playbook, the defensive playbook. This is the offensive playbook.
Right.
All right. Not only do you have to know your one spot, but you have to all know the two spot, the three spot.
Thank you.
You know.
Now, where your receivers are. So if your play breaks down, you know the great Peyton Manning and some of these guys who do it great. Because they know. I just know my number four guy is going to be here. They got my one, two, and three shut down. But I know my one before guy who nobody probably even thinks is going to get the ball. he should be right here.
Right.
And when you're playing with Peyton and Tom, your butt better be right there.
Yes, sir.
That's what the play is.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so a Manziel who really did it by being faster than everybody, okay, and not smarter than everybody, you get to the NFL, bro. Okay, one of the worst, and I'm glad to see Cleveland doing well, one of the worst first-round draft choices ever. Out of control as a college kid. A guy with that kind of behavior, as if he was an African-American kid, would not have been drafted at all.
So now, there was another kid that was, there were two other guys that were like that. And I don't want to stay off this too long.
Okay.
But the quarterback, dang, his name just went right out my
Help mind. Me, let me see if I can help you out.
White guy, they say he was the worst quarterback ever came in.
Oh, man, Ryan Leaf.
Ryan Leaf.
Oh, came San Diego Chargers.
And once again, we're talking about that playbook.
That playbook.
You know, when you get that playbook, some quarterbacks get it ahead of time because they know they're going to be drafted.
Yep.
Some get it the next day when it's like overnighted to them.
Yep.
But the next 4 weeks, that's all you do. I mean, you go to bed with it, you wake up with it, you eat breakfast with it, you take it to the bathroom with you. Everywhere you go, you take the playbook. You sleep 20 hours, right, maybe, and you sleep 4 hours and the other 20 hours, you got your head in that playbook.
Correct.
And you're looking for simplifications to help you remember it. You know, so yeah.
And the coaches do what they can with colors, with calls, with numbers to try to help you. But at the end of the day, if you don't have a commitment to learn it, there's nothing they can do to help you.
Yeah.
You have to be committed. And, you know, it's sad to see a guy work from 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th grade, high school, college, parents making sacrifices. Family making sacrifices for him to get to the pinnacle. He masters the physical and loses it all because he can't have or doesn't have the discipline to sit down and master the intellect.
And nobody in the pros is going to speak. They're not going to spoon feed you either.
No.
I don't care how strong
Next man
your
up.
Arm is. You know, don't care how tall you are. You know, we're not picking up that spoon and giving it to you. You got to feed yourself to master the playbook.
Absolutely.
All right.
He probably didn't want to. Go ahead, Steve.
So we're going to get off of these guys because we can go on and on and on and on about.
Okay.
So the next one is probably going to upset you a little bit.
Okay.
It's going to upset a lot of people. Upset a lot of people. Emmitt Smith, number 4. I know that comes as a shocker.
Okay.
He's 1 on a lot of people's list, 2 on a lot of people's list. But he's not even on your list.
Nope. Nope. Let me see
how
where
amazing that is.
Yeah, I knew that.
And let
I knew
me
that,
tell yeah. you a little bit about Emmitt Smith.
Tell me about it.
He holds the run record in which all running backs aspire. Career rushing yards is 18,355 yards. He is also first all-time in carries and rushing touchdowns, 164. He won 3 Super Bowls with the Cowboys and 1 more than the combined total for the top 3 runners on this list.
Led the league in rushing 4 times. Did you say that?
Yes.
Rushing touchdowns 4 times. And on my list, he's number 11. Number 11.
Wow.
The great Emmitt Smith.
He was phenomenal in the postseason. He holds almost all of the major playoff records, including rushing yards in the playoffs, 1,586, and total touchdowns in the playoffs, 21.
Do you think some of this dropping him that low maybe because he's in the Aikman era, the big three, Aikman, Smith, and the great Michael Irvin? Do you think because he was playing with that just monster squad that they had on both sides of the ball, it may have diminished him?
No. I saw Emmitt Smith in action. I want to say, did he follow Tony Dorsett?
He did.
And
who's on my list?
Yeah, and he was. You know, he come out of Florida.
Out of Florida, correct.
Yeah. Him and Thurman Thomas ran together. Thurman Thomas was a year behind him.
No, Thurman Thomas was at. SMU. He wasn't at Florida though.
Because he's
where Barry was. Thurman Thomas sat. Barry sat the bench because Thurman was running. What was that? Southern Methodist.
Okay. It was something like that.
Yep. And then all of a sudden, this kid named Barry shows up. Who's also on my list. Right. We'll get to him.
Yeah. So I watched Emmitt Smith, man, and he was durable.
Yep.
He was, you know, pint size, 5'8", 5'9", guy, yep, with speed, with grit. Nasty, and he carried the rock for them, and they won.
They won.
They had some good wide receivers, At the time, Troy Aikman was an okay quarterback, but he got better, and they always say the running game opens up the passing game, and yep. he was running that rock, and he opened up the passing game for Troy to throw all those passes and be going to the Hall of Fame himself. So he is the first person on this list that I think that we have said is a Hall of Famer.
I think a lot of them are, but he certainly is the first one. We've said that. And I agree, Steve. 11, I mean, ahead of and his boy, Tony, on mine, I got Dorsett as 9. Okay, the great Tony Dorsett, who did some things, okay. And he was carrying the ball out of Pitt. He was carrying the ball before Emmitt got there, under the great Tom Landry,
mm-hmm.
And all those great teams and the great tight ends they had, Billy Joe Dupree and all the way up to Jason Witten. They just had tight end after tight end. And when you got a tight end that can block and catch, man, that's a running back's dream. Running back's dream. Who you got for the next one, guys? This is going to go over 30 minutes, folks. Bear with us. We're having a good time.
So the next one is Barry Sanders, number 3.
Okay.
So close. You know, you want to rank him number 1. Very tempted. Top 3 guys are so closely ranked. Really hard to separate them. Unlike Peyton and Sanders and Brown, retired while still in the prime, you know, denying himself a chance of several more elite seasons, but also sparing fans from seeing them pass their pastime. All right, as a pure runner, Sanders was most elusive, dangerous, Ooh. And unstoppable.
This guy, folks, if you never saw him, you know, it's straight hand up. First of all, he played with one of the worst teams in the league under one of the worst general managers toward the end, Matt Millen, who just stunk up the joint. But that was from 1989 to 1998. Didn't even do 10 years, but as Steve says, he put up the numbers. Let me just see what some of the things I have. Obviously, NFL MVP, voted to the Pro Bowl 10 times, first team All-America 6 times, led the league in rushing 4 times, led the league in rushing touchdown 1 time, and of course in the Hall of Fame. This guy would be Sanders into the line for no gain. 2nd and 10. Sanders into the line for a yard. 3rd and 9. Sanders gone.
Gone.
They got him trapped. He spins. You turn around, and my man is gone. One of the most video game. Dude's a video game ball player.
Yes.
Another shorter guy, 5, probably shorter than Emmitt. Built on the same kind of thing, low center of gravity, Steve.
You know, another 5'9 running back.
Another 5'9 running back. 5'9,
maybe 190, 210 on the beginning of the season.
210 at the very beginning, 210.
Yeah, and then by the end of the season, maybe 190.
Yeah, because he carried the ball a lot, took a beating, but he was always able to get out there and just fantastic to watch. Barry Sanders.
So he also, a couple more footnotes, the only player to rush for 1,500 yards 5 times.
That
he just missed it in his final season. He had 1,491. All right, won the league MVP, like you said, in 97. Sanders rushed for 2,050 yards and unheralded 6.1 yards per carry.
Say that again, Steve.
Unheralded 6.1 yards per
carry. Okay?
Yeah.
On a lousy squad.
He topped 100 yards in an NFL record 14 consecutive games during the season.
Amazing guy. And number 20, okay, for y'all to keep him scoring home. And the thing is, one day he just said, guess what, y'all? I'm done. I'm finished. And I admire guys like Barry, a couple other guys we can name, who say, I'd rather walk away than limp away. And Barry walked away. And he never said much when he was playing, but now if he's on every daggone commercial, he's a chatterbox. Like, where was I? Never talked that much to the press, quiet kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
But now, man, Barry is out there on all the commercials and making that money and talking, and I'm happy for him. Barry Sanders, number 5. Number, what's on your list, Steve? Number?
3.
Number 3 on your list. Yeah. And on my list, number 7.
Number 7.
Wow, yes.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, I think that's low, too.
Yeah.
I think that's low, too. Go on down your list, man.
Number 2.
Uh-huh.
Can't, this is my favorite, all-time favorite, even to this day favorite, is Jim Brown. You know? What can we say about Jim Brown?
Go ahead.
So he was the person that everybody wanted to be like. All right? He went to Syracuse. Ran through that division. Everybody wanted to be him, you know, just give him the ball time and time and time and time and time and time again.
Correct.
And just couldn't bring him down.
Couldn't bring him down.
He was the Earl Campbell before Earl Campbell was born. Just give him the ball, all right? He's number one on a lot of people's list, regardless of how many games he didn't play, because he set the precedent for what a running back should be or what you would want on your team.
Okay. And I agree. And I have to admit, when I did my research for this deep, I got schooled a little bit, all right? Because I was like, dude, this guy cannot be in his day. Okay, I did some research on this. He's 6'2", 230. Average offensive lineman, 6'2", 250. So he was trucking guys.
Are you blaming him?
Well, I'm just saying sometimes the time that you play may dictate how well you play. He was a freak out there. Today, I'm not certain he'd be a freak out there.
Well, there aren't too many. There still aren't that many 6'2 running backs.
That's true.
Maybe 10.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, I think OJ was, but he's a different kind of running back. He's elusive.
Yeah.
And fast. Yeah. Jim, I'm giving up for Jim. I guess also this Jim got an attitude that I just don't like, even though, and we're going to talk about him on another show, because he was a very socially conscious guy. By the way, at Syracuse, while he was doing all that, All-American in lacrosse. Just thought he'd throw that in because he had nothing else to do. He'd go out and be All-American in lacrosse. Fantastic athlete. Long Island, New York, dude. Jim Brown.
So Sports News has him ranked, are you ready for this, as the greatest player in NFL history in their book on the 100 greatest NFL players. All right, a little bit more about Jim Brown, so you know. All-time pro, he was selected first-team All-Pro 8 times. Led the entire NFL in rushing every year of his career except one, and that year he still had over 1,500 yards. Of course, I guess Barry Sanders must have took that away from him.
Probably.
He won 3 MVPs,
yep.
Retired with the major rushing records, most of which have been since surpassed, but let's not forget that Brown played during 12 games in 14 seasons, and he's retired at the age of 29.
I just, maybe because of me and how I see Jim Brown, but I have to admit that when you look back at the time that he was, we go back to time again, mm-hmm. while he was, you know, you get somebody like the great Alan Page, you know, state judge, still Minnesota Supreme Court, Notre Dame ball player. Those guys were rocking 260 and stuff, all right? And DN's now crashing down on you at 290. Linebackers are hitting you up at 250. Defensive backs are hitting you up at 2 and 210 sometimes. Okay, where the great Jimmy Marcellus of Kansas City, one of my favorite backs, was 195.
One of my favorite backs.
Defensive backs, I should say.
Defensive backs was Pat Fisher.
Woo, small guy.
Who locked in at 185, 175.
Safety.
Going up against Harold Carmichael.
Ooh, 6'5", 6'7", 6'7".
Twice a year.
Yep.
And winning a lot of those battles.
Yes, no, you know, you're right. You're right. There were some little guys that would, but my point is, You get one on one now with a D back. Well, let me just go back. When he was one on one with a D back, it was over. Mm-hmm. It was over. Okay, U-230, Jimmy Marcellus. We could look him up. All pro, 195. That's like a 37. You out.
Yeah.
You out, and you running full speed too.
Yeah.
Now the guys are bigger. The linebackers are bigger. Yeah. But here's where I have to draw the line and say, yeah, but for myself, okay, I'm the yeah but guy anyway.
Yeah.
And to myself, I had to say, yeah, but. 12 games?
Yeah.
12 game season at a time where you could do a little bit of anything back then.
Yeah.
That's the great nasty Conrad Doble. You could grab a guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Face mask. Well, you got face mask, you know, but yeah, he looked the other way on a lot of them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can see how he's up there. I don't know if I'm going to give him number one, but that's just my own prejudice. Go to your number one, Steve. Then we run my list and we get out of here.
My number one, if I can get to it, should be very easy. Sweet Pea himself, Walter Payton.
See, I got him number two on my list, but I agree with you.
Walter Payton. Retired with the NFL's most glorified record. Career rushing, 16,726 yards, a mark that was later broken by Emmitt Smith.
Mm-hmm.
9 Pro Bowls, won a Super Bowl with the 85 Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Never missed a game due to injury in his 13 seasons.
Say that again.
Never missed a game in 13 seasons.
From the running back position.
Yep.
Where the player, did you get hit? Even if you don't have the ball, you get hit.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That led the NFL in carries. Retired with 125 touchdowns. Mostly played with less than spectacular quarterbacks. We all know about that.
Chicago Bears.
Yep. Defense knew he was going to get the ball 25 times per game, and they would frequently stack 9 men in the box. Peyton still managed to average over 110 total yards per game for his career.
Once again, young folks, go on YouTube and take a look at what this cat could do with the ball.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Out of an HBCU, okay, Jackson State.
Yeah.
Jackson State, where he is, that's where he came from. You know, his brother was a golf coach there for a long time.
And a couple of side notes here. He came out the same year the great Archie Griffin came out, who won the Heisman Trophy.
Yep.
All right. And,
no, okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and let it be known that he outrun, because this is when I first came to know of him.
Archie Griffin, the great out of Ohio State.
He outrushed Archie Griffin by at least 300 or 400 yards that same season. But Archie got the trophy.
Because he's from Jackson State.
HBCU.
Yeah. Even though a lot of, let me see if I can take a quick look at this list. Anybody else from an HBCU on this list? No.
Okay, so a couple more things.
Go ahead.
So his teammates say he was a fabulous blocker, even better than some of his own linemen.
Sweetness.
All right. Peyton was an emergency quarterback.
Didn't know that.
For the Bears. Threw 8 touchdowns.
Get out of here. How'd I miss that? Career.
And if you needed him to,
yeah,
he could kick.
Yes, I knew that. He could kick. Stop it, Sweetness. Stop it. You're too good, dude. Dude is too good. And that's why they call him Sweetness. He was just so, and also on top of, here we go again, a great cat. I think, I don't have it here, but I think he was at least once the NFL Man of the Year.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because that's who the award is named after.
Walter Payton Man of the Year.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So if all of those things, I bet if you were to ask him, and he's gone. He's gone. I don't know exactly the disease, but about 5 years after he finished, he's gone. His son Jared played a little bit in the NFL. If you were to ask him what he's most proud of, I bet he would tell you. NFL Man of the Year.
Because every player wants that.
A lot of guys can lead, have led. They surpassed him. NFL Man of the Year, and then having the award named after you. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
They make a big deal out of winning that. I think they presented during the Super Bowl this year. Every player wants that award.
It just speaks to your character. And then the game, let's face it, Steve, it's loaded with thugs.
Yes.
Loaded with thugs. Used not be a thug game, but it is now. When you see a guy who's honored for his character and his integrity and it's what he does for others, there's no better award than that. So let me just go through. I think, Steve, we had everybody on the list. Let's go down real quick, 10, and I'll match you up, and then we're going to get out of here. All right? I'll start my 10. O.J. Simpson, your 10 was?
My 10 was Gale Sayers.
Okay. Oh, Gale Sayers was my 3. Go ahead. My 9 was Tony Dorsett.
My 9, Eric Dickerson.
Okay. My 8 was Earl Campbell.
My 8 was O.J. Simpson.
That's too high for him. My 7 was the great Barry Sanders.
My 7, Earl Campbell.
Okay, we just switched places with those two. My 6, Eric Dickerson.
My 6, Marshall Faulk.
Okay. Both of those guys, Rams ball players. Both guys. And I think, no, Faulk is out of San Diego State. Go ahead and talk about your number 5.
5, LT, LaDainian Tomlinson.
Mine was LT, LaDainian Tomlinson.
All right. Bing, bing, bing. Number 4 for me, Emmitt Smith.
Number 4 for me, I don't think we talked about him, so let's pause and talk about him now. Vincent Bo Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Vincent Bo Jackson on my list.
Bo Jackson.
Only 3 years, 1987 to 1990.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just, with the Raiders, 1987, 1990, he was in one Pro Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in those 3 years, he had 2,782 yards of rushing in 3 years, a little under 1,000 yards, while also playing Major League, not this Michael Jordan minor league stuff, Major League Baseball for the Kansas City Royals.
Yeah, pretty remarkable.
Where he made that great catch and then ran up the wall.
Yes, he did.
Okay,
yes,
just fantastic. Vincent Bo Robinson out of Alabama, played at Auburn. Okay, and going on up to, so your number 4 was what, Steve?
My number 4, Emmitt Smith.
Emmitt Smith. Go ahead, number 3.
Number 3, of course, you know, was Barry Sanders.
Mine was Gale Sayers, okay.
And number 2 for me was Jim Brown.
Mine was Walter Payton.
And number one for me was Walter Payton.
Mine was Jim Brown, but I'd rather switch that and go where you are.
I'd go with either one of those at one. It really didn't matter for me. I love both of those guys so much. So I just want to real quick, before you start the music, I want to mention some names, and if you think of something, you can shout at.
Go ahead.
So Marion Motley, Jim Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
Bronco Nagurski.
Yes.
All right. Franco Harris.
Yes.
Larry Zonka.
Yes.
John Riggins, Thurman Thomas, Curtis Martin, Jerome Bettis.
Curtis Martin.
Tony Dorsett, Roger Craig, and, of course, the incredible Adrian Peterson.
Man, thanks for saying those cats, man.
Yeah.
Especially a low-key cat like Curtis Martin. Another guy out of Pitt. This guy was the quietest cat. But give him the ball, man, assassin. Absolute. Another low-key guy, Roger Craig, okay, with the high knees, all right? San Francisco 49ers. Just great ball players. Everybody can't be the top 10. But that's not to say these guys are garbage by far.
Yeah.
By far. Great, great. And I can't think of anybody to add on that, but I'm sure there probably is somebody that we probably can. I just can't think of them right now. But we're going to go ahead and get out of here if I can get my music going here. Here we go. This has been Just Being Brothers. And I'm Big Brother Mike, but I can't get my music started. Hang on here. There it is, y'all. There it is. Yeah. Thumbelina here.
Here we go. Yeah,
Thumbelina.
So this is Little Brother Steve.
This is Big Brother Mike.
And we're Just Being Brothers. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed our first sports show.
And we're going to have a lot more. We're going to talk about all kinds. We're not going to always talk about scores or leading. There's a lot of other things that go into sports. There's politics, sports. There's money in sports.
And there's some female athletes we're just dying to talk about. Oh, yeah.
We got some female athletes we have to talk about. We're going to talk about a little bit in another show we're going to be doing. So check your podcast, because out there also will be a show on athletes who had social impact. That ought to be out there, too. Love you guys. We will see you.
Bye, it's me, Evan.
Oh, that's Evan saying goodbye. All right. You know, he's our associate producer. Little Brother Steve, any last words?
We'll see you on the next show.
See you on the next show. Bye now.
Look for me on Twitter.
That's right. Hey. Absolutely. Look for me also. But Steve is really out there doing it. Tell your friends, and also tell your enemies. We don't care who's listening.